Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a bonus podcast, and that is going to be on quail. I know this podcast says Tips Raising Chicks, but that can be a different range of animals. So today we're going to be doing quail, because there might be some of you out there who are raising quail. So to get started, we're going to have a message from our anchor sponsorship. So we get started on quail. First off, quail, what is quail? Well, according to the dictionary, quail is a small type of bird. It can be a gaming bird. It's much smaller than a chicken. But quail likes to lay eggs. They like to lay eggs. They're actually very healthy for you, their eggs. They give a lot of protein, and they're very good for your eyes, your health, your ears. They're very good for you, their eggs. And they lay way more frequently than chickens, way more. And their eggs are, they are quite small, so their eggs are quite small as well. They come in different colors. There's blue, called blue eggs, and then there's normal olive-colored eggs with specks. There's different types of quail, including like celadons, which lay blue eggs, and I forgot what the other ones are called, but they're normal ones. There's a lot of different types. I think they're really cute, personally. But quail are very, they're the same, they're kind of like chickens. But according to them, they're not very social. With chickens, they want you to be around them. They want to have friends, you know. Chickens are really sweet. Even if you don't raise them and hold them every single day, they still end up being sweet. But with quail, if you raise them since they're like very small, they might be a little sweeter. But if you don't raise them at all that well, they're not going to be very nice. They're pretty small, fast, and they don't really like being with other quail. I mean, male and female especially, it's really hard to find a good pair to breed if you want to have quail, because quail are actually very expensive. And you probably could sell your eggs if you have quail. I think if you think chickens are way too much work, I think quail is a very good idea, because quail just need a small space. They don't want too big of space. But they also, they want you to leave them alone. They lay eggs for you. And when they get old enough, they only live for about 2 to 3 years. As for chickens lay about like 5 to 10 years, very much longer. For quail, when they get really old, they probably will stop producing eggs. And then would probably be a good time, not to be rude, only if you want to get them for their meat, because that they're kind of useful when they stop laying eggs. So that's a good time to, you know, bye-bye, quail. Well, quail also, as mentioned, are really small, but I think they're a good size. I mean, if you want them, they don't take a lot of work. So if you don't have that much space for chickens, you can have quail, but they're probably not as friendly. But they lay more eggs. I think their eggs are a little bit more better for you than chicken eggs. But quail or quail, chicken or chickens, you can decide, because that's life. Or maybe you want both of them, because we have both of them and we love them. So those are quail, and I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. I know I did, so thank you for listening. Bye.